As we arrive at the midpoint of our journey with episode 10, whether you're a dedicated follower or a serendipitous newcomer, eagerly anticipate the forthcoming release of the illustrated book Quatrains, Echoes of Existence by C.S. Douglas, a heartfelt journey into the essence of humanity.
The vine of love is sweeter than the grape of passion pulped into wine and shape. Oh, how I care not for tomorrow's vows, when now we are locked in love without escape. The present, sometimes slow and somehow fast, slips into the future and the past. Every moment lives within your reach, as long as filled with life and made to last. Oh, she's so young and pure and divine, with marble figure, dressed in velvet dress, her body standing ready to caress. Oh, wintry, trembling hands that cannot sign. So, in the midst of gloom, do not despair, but let your dreams take flight. Ignore dark stare, embrace the light that guides your instinct's path, and with your fairy's wings, fear not to dare. The world may seem a dark and dreary place, but do not let despair your spirit chase, for in your heart there burns a fiery flame where you'll find hope and passion and your grace. Love, a solid bridge between two roads, whose two-way path is crossed by many loads, abolished not by any force we know, eternally carved into our hearts a vow. The prophets and the saints have told unto the youngsters and the old about how future would one day become the highest commodity ever sold. The woman's sculpture made of pallid clay was finished by the artist the same day. "Whose nude is that?" I asked him, and she moaned, "I'm Venus, please don't touch me, get away." Revolves the world so many a times, regardless of its surface toil, and man was born to build and spoil where God himself in landscape signs. Hey you, who look like humans but are not humane, yes you, the parasites of human race to blame, for all the wars and suffering, famine and death, may you be cursed by gods to live and die in shame. Oh, my beloved, I overfilled the cup and spilled a bit of wine over the grassy top. A voice from the earth beneath our feet whispered, "I was so thirsty, brother. Thanks a lot."
Dear listeners, thank you for listening to episode 10 from the book Quatrains, Echoes of Existence by C.S. Douglas. Until next time, a warm farewell.